Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy. Welcome to the July 4th presentation on Cosmic Love. The 4th of July has always had special meaning to me. As a child, it meant little more than 4th of July parades in my hometown, but that changed and I won Troy, Ohio's first All-American Soapbox Derby race on July 4th when I was 13 years old. For years after that, I was honored by riding in the first of the new Corvettes that followed the Soapbox Derby float in the 4th of July parade the morning before the big race. But that was a long time ago, and it was a decade later, approximately, that I became enthralled with the honor of U.S. founding fathers and their revolutionary spirit. That spirit has also been honored by people worldwide who love the principles of freedom and opportunity that U.S. founders pioneered, fighting the Revolutionary War to secure and preserve these principles. Sacred honor meant something back then. U.S. founders risked their lives and fortunes in the name of that sacred honor. The American Republic began with these stirring words in the Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separation. Those words still ring largely true 231 years later. But now we live in a different world, an all-connected global village of instant, everywhere, interactive net reality. Global netizens in every country of the world now utilize the Internet to connect in ways that U.S. founders could hardly conceive possible. Instant, everywhere Internet communication capabilities have replaced the horse and buggy speed of transportation and communication. The new media dynamics have changed the core dynamic of self-governance in our core institutions. The Declaration of Independence of every soul to own one's own life, learning, health, and business is still the heart of sovereignty. But collectively, we should be declaring our interdependence, the new connection to the family of man. Rather than declare our separation as though global netizens were isolated, we should be declaring the causes which compel a new unity and solidarity in humanity. The net reality of our new world today is at that point in Earth's divine destiny where global netizens, citizens of our global village, are ready and willing to once again celebrate independence at an expanded level of interdependence. If we are to honor the same spirit in the original 4th of July, common sense today would say that the net reality of our new global village connection warrants an electronic upgrade of our horse and buggy representation systems. Interactive mass-to-mass communications are now possible, but that requires an interactive interface that represents the language of consciousness, a language that all people of Earth can use to represent their consciousness, not only in the origination of content on the Internet, but also the evaluation of content. That may sound like an abstract concept until you understand the language of consciousness defined by cosmic love. But think about it. How else do you have 1,000 or 1,000,000 people responding to the same program at the same time without creating noise? The U.S. founders of the Great Experiment in Representative Government had a vision, a dream, that truly represents the love of freedom and opportunity of all mankind. The character of that dream represented the New World spirit of America, in the 1700s. This vision had a golden thread of virtue that wove the fabric of the American dream, creating for all people a model of government that would optimize their experience. America was where you could do anything and achieve great things because you had the freedom and opportunity to do so. As the famous historian Alec de Tocqueville said when chronicling the spirit of Americans in the 1800s, he said, "America is great because America is good, and if America ever ceases to be great, America will cease to be good." 231 years after the Declaration of Independence, there are many people worldwide who are convinced that America has become corrupted by giant corporate interests that have infiltrated the government at all levels. Many good people in America have also become concerned that our elected representatives are so often bought off by corporate interests. The public opinion polls of the U.S. Congress and the current administration are at their lowest ratings in modern history. In other words, there is a huge disconnect between the conscience of the American people and the concentrations of power that have made merchandise of people for their own profit. But that's only half the story, the public's disapproval and discontent for lack of representation of their conscience. U.S. founders understood the relationship between spirit and matter. What mattered to them was the vision of man's law being subordinate to the natural laws of God. To the founders, the dream of good government was clearly centered in the precepts of God over men, spiritual virtue of a moral nature, and a government of laws meant to keep corruption in check. They knew that the great experiment in representative government would not work unless the public was enlightened with virtue and honor of a moral nature. The other half of the story that we rarely hear is how the Internet is shaping a new world today of global village net reality. There's a new enlightenment, a revolution in higher consciousness that is awakening the collective conscience of humanity with a vision of virtue in our new connection in net reality. Our awareness as a species is expanding, and the Internet reflects that expansion in consciousness. We are, in fact, at a defining moment in the history of humanity. Liberty is the birthright of all mankind, and all mankind has awakened to that reality. As Thomas Paine said in his Common Sense treatise that sparked the American Revolution, "The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again." We've all heard the expression that there is nothing more powerful than a vision that has found its time. That vision, at this defining moment for humanity, is a simple yet profound way to finish, worldwide, the revolution that U.S. founders began. And as Thomas Paine also said, we have it in our power to begin the world over again. No one could have guessed how the Internet would revolutionize our core institutions. Breakthroughs this big are not recognized for what they are until they are established, and we have not yet seen the final stage of the computer Internet revolution. But for those who have eyes to see, pay attention, because believe me, attention can pay in ways you may have never imagined. Mark my words, the next phase of the computer Internet revolution will bring the language of consciousness to the global brain of linked-up computers. As humanity begins to link the light of lightworkers, dream weavers, and lovemakers, we will see the vision of U.S. founders fulfilled as we experience the big shift from the computer is the network to the network is conscious with a heart. The next phase of human evolution will thus recognize and integrate the five-dimensional intelligence that corresponds to the natural order of the universe and those universal laws of consciousness that frame humanity's group soul. I have a link on the BBS webpage at the bottom of the profile page on Cosmic Love regarding this five-dimensional intelligence that you can click on for more information. This higher consciousness in our heart, mind, and soul is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent with a cosmic love gateway to that higher conscience. It's not rocket science. This is happening as a natural function of our new net reality and the pure intent of mankind to grow and evolve as kind men, naturally. It sure beats the alternative. Providing tools and processes that assist this natural evolutionary ascent for both one's soul and the soul of humanity is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The charter of this organization is the Love Model, whose purpose is to geometrize the Great Spirit with the great law of love in our consciousness, being, and world at large. Some of the questions I'm most often asked regarding the organization and the organizational model of the Worldwide Love Foundation is, what does it represent? What is the purpose? How is it structured? And why is it worth my time? These are my favorite questions because the answers also provide one of the best ways of explaining cosmic love, the natural laws of creation, the holographic order of the universe, and the way that the love model explains the learning process, the creative healing process, and the processes of consciousness at the foundation of each one's self-governance. The Worldwide Love Foundation is a nonprofit trust. This is an open book trust with our accounting open to the public on the Internet. We're setting up our books to report all income with Donors Anonymous from the beginning as of now, July 4th, 2007. Records are being kept from this day forward regarding all income and operating expenses. Each year, our accounting will show how 100% of our surpluses are paid back to our members through networking incentives and bonus pools. These bonus pool foundation grants will be decided by an open forum of members who choose who among us is making the best contribution to the Worldwide Love Foundation. When our interactive website is set up, we'll be utilizing the unique membership consensus method defined by the Love Model. As funds become available, we intend to provide for submission of videos as with YouTube. The difference is that you'll be able to utilize the numeric keypad on your computer to input three numbers at any point in a video, with those numbers representing or corresponding to the three-dimensional axis of the language of light, the light of consciousness, that is explained on the Love Model website. This 3D cosmic cube representation of the collective feedback at any one point of a video will also be represented in the fourth dimension, the video timeline, that will provide context and meaning to show not only how the collective conscious is responding, but when. This hardware interface for evaluation of any video will thus provide a frame of reference for comparing one's own anonymous response to the collective response as a whole or at any one point. This is the cosmic love perspective that defines the fifth dimension of cosmic love as a higher consciousness, a consciousness of how we are individually and collectively conscious. This process will define, refine, combine, synergize, and shine the five-dimensional intelligence at the heart of the Worldwide Love Foundation and any organization that is also HeartCom certified to utilize Heartware as a cosmic love-centric learning organization. In other words, the holographic principles of universal law and the Love Model will culture the full spectrum light language for conscientious decision making that distinguishes wise dominion in any self-directed organization. Membership in the WLF serves the core purpose of culturing worldwide love in the social networks of global civilization. It's that simple, really. That's the mission. Fulfilling that mission is based on culturing the vision of cosmic love as a process for empowering the evolutionary ascent of humanity. The premise of our purpose is that an individual or civilization can rise no higher than their consciousness of cosmic love. The ultimate meaning of survival for global civilization has finally arrived as the survival of ultimate meaning of universal cosmic love. The greater the understanding and consciousness of the great law of the Great Spirit for co-creation with cosmic love, the greater the results. Pure geometry is the frame of reference that cosmic love utilizes to explain the holographic order of the universe. This is the universal law of the angles of G-O-D as geometrically ordered divinity. It is also the cosmic language of the angels of love as the frequency of holy compassion. This is the frequency of loving kindness, the angels of our better nature, as infrequently. And if you go to the website for the Love Model, there's a section that explains the frequency of holy compassion as a function of a biofeedback device with the computer that will actually show with the heart monitor over your heart, clipped over your heart, when you're in the frequency of holy compassion. And this is a model and a method for education of the heart whereby people can become familiar with that frequency and that consciousness when they're interacting with this three-dimensional hardware interface with the three numbers in sequence. And that's explained in more detail in the section on the Love Model website regarding the vision of how this works. Universal law in the language of cosmic love has always been the foundation for global civilization. These archetypes in the collective consciousness of humanity provide a golden thread that weaves the common pattern of common meaning throughout all ancient and modern maps of consciousness. That common pattern is represented in the geometric thought forms used to frame the Love Model. Throughout history, there have been many different maps of consciousness for languaging universal principles in sacred rituals and social processes, but they all represent the same core archetypes in our collective conscience. These core archetypes are the common pattern of universal meaning framing ancient astrology, alchemy, metaphysics, and even modern psychology, according to Carl Jung. The five ancient Eastern systems of yoga, which means union, also embrace these core archetypes. This is the five-dimensional intelligence that distinguishes the love model. This model for cosmic love thus represents the great law of the great spirit in man, the unity in our consciousness. And that spirit that is the spirit that matters, which raises man unto the great spirit. Throughout cosmic history, there's never been a vision that is more valuable or timely for facing the challenge of technological advances in need of wise dominion, the spirit that matters. In fact, the language of consciousness framed by the love model represents the golden rule law language that has cultured every golden age civilization in history. It's not really new. There's nothing new under the sun, said Solomon the Wise. Just new ways of framing ancient wisdom and universal truths with cosmic love. The Worldwide Love Foundation is a learning organization. Understanding this is an important part of understanding what the foundation and the love model represents. A learning organization not only learns fast, it learns well. All major decisions of the WLF are represented through a round table process whereby the spherical consciousness of members is empowered by the frequency of holy compassion and a higher fifth dimensional intelligence that frames an interactive process of cosmic love in action. All members of WLF have the option of participating in and shaping improvement in the tools and process that further this vision and our mission. And specifically the core interactive hardware interface for culturing this Holy Spirit of love, cosmic love, in action. Understanding the law and language of this cosmic love interface begins with education of the heart. This process for the individual is the same process at the heart of every learning organization. Every healthy living soul is also a learning organization. Most intelligent humans will agree that the only thing they take with them past this life is that which they learn in this life. The sole purpose of every soul may thus be understood as the prime directive to learn and evolve in the consciousness of greater love through the experience that life on Earth gives us. All our organizations, and especially our core institutions, need to be learning organizations. They need to learn to self-correct, always evolving in service to the purpose for which public institutions were created, to serve the public. Civilization evolves in an upward spiral when our core institutions self-correct, learn, and evolve in greater service to the purpose for which they were created. When our core institutions fail to self-correct and become self-serving without enlightened learning, civilization devolves in a downward spiral of self-destruction. The key factor for the health of any learning organization is the process itself. The more enlightened that process, the greater the results. This is the power of cosmic love, to optimize the opportunity for every soul and the soul of our organizations. This is the intelligence that learns what is best for all and then does it. If we know better but don't do better, how intelligent are we, really? To achieve enlightened learning, every learning organization needs to represent the whole body of members. The core institutions of civilization serve a purpose: to provide service to society. The purpose of civility and civil servants is that they serve the public. When these core institutions are healthy, they improve in service. They are a learning organization. In such an organization, there is always a system of recognition whereby the best and brightest servant leaders have the opportunity to learn, grow, and better serve the purpose for which that organization was created. It's the same when global civilization is a learning organization. Humanity, as a loving family, honors the first principle of civility, cosmic love, at the heart of civilization. And the family of man in today's world is highly intelligent, or at least intelligent enough to know that the best way to empower wisdom for learning is through a high standard for universal love. This model for this is the Worldwide Love Foundation. When the multidimensional love model is holistically integrated into the communications infrastructure of any organization or any social network, every part of that network organization is holographically represented as a different perspective of the whole organization. This is, in fact, the laws of nature in the human body. It's the same with DNA in the human body and every living organism. We now know that DNA from any body part provides a holographic blueprint of the whole body. That's why I refer to the love model as cultural DNA for civilization. When love is the rule, love rules. Cosmic love, the universal love model, is based on the holographic model of universal law in form and frequency. The form is represented in pure geometry archetypes, and the frequency is a symbiotic function of holy compassion, loving kindness, and a frequent expression of the Holy Spirit of love and action. That's what our interactive interface does. That's saying a lot, I know, in a few words. But those who have given the love model the due diligence know exactly what I'm referring to. These principles and processes are not just the heart of every learning organization. They are also the creative process at the heart of every learning organization. In fact, these principles and processes represent the processes of consciousness that govern the self-correcting, self-regulation of every creative person individually, as well as every healthy learning organization. Once you understand the processes involved with the five central intelligences at the heart of cosmic love, you'll discover the actual processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance, which is ultimately G-O-D governance, the governance of geometrically ordered divinity that frames the constitution of the love model. Ask yourself, what good is a simple yet profound framework for understanding the universal law of energy manifestation from spirit to matter if we don't integrate this understanding into our consciousness, being, and world? The higher the understanding of spiritual practicality, then the greater the results for practical spirituality on earth as in heaven. Let me say that another way to emphasize the point. There is a cosmic love consciousness that embraces the order of the universe. As you become conscious of the divine order that frames natural law and all creation, you become co-creator in the image and likeness of those processes, the processes of consciousness that are a natural function of the order of the universe. These core processes of consciousness are the common pattern of common law as it relates to the common sense of G-O-D consciousness, which is cosmic love consciousness. Every innocent child from a loving home knows intuitively that God is love. You don't have to explain cosmic love to them. They know it just as every innocent soul knows in their heart of hearts that love is forgiving and forgiving. This is the inner sense at the heart of true innocence. Education of the heart is culturing, the tie that binds to this inner sense. It's only the sick consciousness of a bizarre world that tries to eradicate, rather than educate, this common sense of this inner sense of virtue, the morality of love in our children and adult population. All healthy souls and organizations will sooner or later learn that this inner sense of cosmic love is the law of our being, the first law of our humanity. No organization can be a learning organization unless they are structured to optimize this connection, completion, consummation, and celebration of the inner sense of cosmic love. The only reason that the common sense of common love is uncommon is because the worldly, secular world forgets that we are great spiritual beings who are here to experience a temporal, tangible exercise to learn and grow as great spiritual beings. Every upward mobile soul is at heart a learning organization. As I mentioned before, the ultimate purpose of every soul that comes here is to learn and grow before returning home to the realms of spirit. Our core institutions and organizations were intended to reflect and perfect the learning process and co-creation process that brings us closer to the form and frequency of cosmic love. They are not only supposed to make this process possible, they are supposed to support and sustain this process as one's spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies were created to support and sustain the process of your personal growth as a learning organization. Just as the best government is self-government, so is the best education the learning process at the heart of self-education. This begins with learning the process, the language of consciousness framed by the love model. How to learn is a higher purpose than what to learn. Higher education should above all give us the tools and processes for lifelong self-education. That's especially true now since the advent of the Internet. With virtually all the knowledge of the world at our fingertips, how to use that information for empowering the wisdom of cosmic love is the best way to discover one's highest and best use of the gifts and talents one is endowed with. Every healthy soul wants to be independent as their own learning organization. Being independent, owning your own life, learning, health, and self-governance will always be important to those who love freedom in an interdependent world. Liberating the learning process with love-centric net reality is an important dimension of higher intelligence needed to educate not just one's own heart and mind, but also the role of our core institutions. The Worldwide Love Foundation is also a learning organization. It's also a healing organization. One of our core social institutions where holistic learning is especially needed is the institution of healthcare. Just as every healthy organization is a learning organization, so is the learning process also a healing process. Some would say that this is the core purpose of learning, to become more whole or otherwise healthy in spirit, mind, and body. The word health is actually derived from the Anglo-Saxon word hal, H-A-L, which means sound or whole. Obviously, when you're of sound mind and body, the whole or Holy Spirit dwells within you. It's the same with every healthy organization. The core institutions of modern civilization are either busy learning and healing in this regard, or they are busy dying to the purpose for which they were created. The best way to culture enlightenment and healing in our core institutions is with the cosmic love that centers and connects communications infrastructure with information processes that optimize holistic healing. That process is defined by the holographic nature of the love model and five-dimensional intelligence. This is a core purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation, providing tools and processes that optimize healing as well as learning. One of the services planned for our website is a working model of holistic self-care for healing the foundation of the institution of healthcare. It's called Ultramedics. Ultramedics is to provide holistic, preventive, integrative medicine analogous to the way paramedics provide crisis medicine. How it works is simple enough. It's called informed choice in self-care. If you don't have informed choice for optimal health in your own self-care, all other freedoms are rather irrelevant. You might say, this is being pro-life for your own life. The best healthcare is holistic self-care. New holistic self-care standards for the analysis, prevention, and treatment of disease will create a new nonprofit health assurance industry that will quickly begin healing the profit incentive incentives in disease care that is making so many people sick. Let me explain how this vision for healing the healthcare system works. When you come to our website that is still in development, you will see a mandalic pattern that is geometrized in the form of the E in the love model. It's the same basic graphic that you will see in the power shift chart that is linked on the website on the love model. There are four gateways to this website on the four sides of the mandalic graphic. The outer gateways represent four of our core institutions of civilization: governance, education, healthcare, and the economy. The fifth gateway at the center represents the fifth dimensional intelligence that centers, connects, and otherwise mediates the function of all other gateways. In other words, the capstone institution of love-centric media raises the standard of responsibility with cosmic love for healing all our core institutions with an upgraded vision and conscience of responsibility. Obviously, if there is to be liberty and justice for all people in our global village, there cannot be responsibility for that process unless there is the ability to respond. The new world of responsibility with the Internet now gives us that capability. And the healing of all our core institutions will begin with the resolution of the core disconnect between the opportunity to upgrade freedom and the resistance of old paradigm institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created. Take the institution of healthcare, for example. Imagine what a healthy healthcare institution would look like. After you enter the healthcare gateway on our proposed website, you will be able to click on another gateway that identifies your metabolic type that corresponds to your blood type. This will provide a lot of information about which foods are ideal for your body type. One person's food is indeed another person's poison, and as Hippocrates, the father of medicine, once said, "Let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food." All diseases correspond to certain nutritional deficiencies. Just as all the different organ systems of the body have different critical nutrition needs. One way to discern which nutrients your body needs is to see charts which correspond to your body type and whatever health concerns you may have. Those charts can be available as you click through the gateways regarding your metabolic type and different symptom profiles that correspond to these different charts showing which nutritional deficiencies are affecting your health. 10 years ago, there were software programs for self-care health diagnosis that were more effective than the diagnosis provided by 9 out of 10 doctors. Now such software is far more advanced for self-care enthusiasts. The results go to an even higher level when biological individuality is factored in with metabolic typing. Unfortunately, this common sense approach has been denied public access because commercial healthcare has become increasingly profit-based, with an incentive to deny care by insurance companies and indirectly compound health problems by prescribing toxic drugs for whatever ails you. This backward profit-based approach to healthcare has turned common sense on its head, making a pound of cure more profitable than an ounce of prevention. Thanks to documentaries like Michael Moore that exposed the sicko healthcare system, this self-destructing core institution is finally getting the public attention that warrants a public service for self-corruption, or for self-correction and self-healing. But Michael Moore and all the politicians running for president are only addressing the symptoms of the sick healthcare system, not the cause. To put it simply, the cause of disease is the lack of health, and we no longer have a healthcare system in America. What everyone calls healthcare is, in fact, 97.5% disease care. The system has degenerated to the treatment of symptoms with drugs rather than the building of health with holistic integrated modalities that emphasize biochemical individuality and healing energies. The most profitable corporations in America are five giant drug companies who, by corporate law, serve their stockholders before they serve the public. In the pursuit of profits, the drug lobbies have infiltrated Congress, buying off representatives, and infiltrating regulatory agencies with former corporate officers who represent the drug companies. All the perks of power, profit, prestige, and privilege have given these diseased profiteers the incentive to push toxic drugs that compound health problems so that more drugs can treat more pathologies in the body and mind of Americans. This sicko system is destroying true health care in the name of serving it. Personally, I've been involved with holistic health care, having developed 3 different holistic health centers where I practice integrative medicine, integrating numerous holistic modalities. My experience, which you can read about at the link on my BBS radio profile page, is that there are breakthroughs in holistic healing with holistic healing modalities that can heal virtually all diseases known to mankind. But unfortunately, the sick economics and politics of disease treatment had become entrenched in self-serving opposition to the common sense of holistic breakthroughs in disease prevention. The corrupt love of power to profit from disease is out of balance with the power of love to heal all disease. Modern healing capabilities that emphasize the energies of health far exceed the sicko system, where the chemistry of disease treatment with drugs is the dominant paradigm. The economic incentives that serve profits before people is out of balance with the pure intent of U.S. founders, who had a revolution in order to give public well-being the upper hand over the power trips of elite special interests. If our global village is to survive the encroachments on life and health that a new corporate tyranny has foisted on our lives, there must be a realignment with the first principles of checks and balances that the constitution of cosmic love can bring to our net reality. Humanity wants to be free from those corrupt influences that make us so sick and tired of being sick and tired that we're too sick and tired to resist the tyranny of sick institutions which barely serve the purpose for which they were created. That's why the new global revolution in higher consciousness is also a revolution in holistic healing. Interactive tools and processes that assist this revolution are the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. Healing our core institutions will begin when the incentive for profit in our core economic institutions is once again centered and connected to the authentic spirit in the original 4th of July. Common sense, then as now, would tell us that the health and well-being of the people, by the people, and for the people requires that we center and connect with the Christ-like principles that distinguish the core precepts of cosmic love. Where the rubber meets the road is the practical spirituality of an incentive plan, an economic model that makes the universal virtue of abundant morality the standard for a new economics of abundance. Actually, there's a simple way to do that. Abundant love, universal cosmic love, at the interactive interface of our global social networks will reboot the currency of consciousness with the higher intelligence of net reality that is win-win rather than win-lose. Everyone wins when cosmic love is the currency of consciousness at the heart of our social networks. The institution of economics is one of our core institutions that U.S. founders intended to serve the public. And as that great soul Mahatma Gandhi once said, commerce without morality is a sin. Gandhi was successful in his revolution against the same empire mentality that U.S. founders overcame. And the world is now being challenged to overcome the oppression of giant corporate interests that put their profits above what is best for all people. That spirit of overcoming is the spirit of the original 4th of July. Heaven knows it is the same spirit that is pioneering a new net reality with incentives of a wholly new economy based on the currents of abundant love in our consciousness, being, and world. The incentive plan that fulfills this is the economic model that the Worldwide Love Foundation has created for our members. The membership model is simple enough. Members pay $33 to join, which is an affirmation of faith in the love model. What goes around comes around, and each time you refer two people who credit you with their incentive to join, you get $33 back. This is the currency I'm talking about. The virtue and the vision of cosmic love and what it can mean for humanity establishes the Worldwide Love Foundation with the Holy Spirit of love and action. The more frequent this current in our collective consciousness, the more established the foundation becomes. This is the incentive plan for a new economy based on abundant love. $33 is just the first stage. Those joining will get lesson material for a 33-level course that they can take at their own speed. They will become familiar with the Legacy Project that includes 12 projects for reinventing the core institutions serving global civilization. The intent of the Worldwide Love Foundation is to create our own social networks of lightworkers, dreamworkers, and lovemakers who understand the holographic nature of net reality cultured by the five-dimensional intelligence we bring to our individual and collective conscience. Each year, as I mentioned before, all income available in the WLF account will be paid out as foundation grants to those making the best contribution to the processes and projects we propose. How this works, the love model, the Worldwide Love Foundation, to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, is a natural function of the interactive capabilities of the Internet. As I mentioned before, in summation, the way that process works, the interactive process with mass-to-mass communications, whereby 100, 1,000, or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time. It all boils down to an understanding of an interactive interface that is required for people to respond at the same time without creating noise. How that language is framed so that truly represents universal principles is the key to how it will work. To the extent that it's truly universal and represents the language of archetypes in the collective consciousness that Jung explained at the very foundation of modern psychology, how that works is the key to the understanding of this interactive interface of cosmic love, the love model that I refer to as heartware, the next big thing in the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware. If you connect the dots of the trending of the computer internet revolution from hardware to software to netware, hardware, the concept of high-touch, high-tech, computing with the heart, cosmic love at the heart of the global brain that the network of computers has created, it's the logical sequence of the trends for the fulfillment of the revolution in higher consciousness that U.S. founders represented and is represented in the original 4th of July. To represent that purpose and that plan for assembling the components to the capstone vision that U.S. founders represented with on the Great Seal of the United States with the pyramid and the all-seeing eye, that vision of that virtue for the victory of representative government of, by, and for the people, that is the purpose and plan that lightworkers, dreamweavers, and lovemakers know and serve. And that's what the show is about. I thank you for listening to this July 4th special. For those interested in a more in-depth understanding of the Love Network, see the links at the bottom of the BBS radio profile page for this July 4th show. So I'm grateful that you listened in. Thank you for your patience with me as I'm trying to chunk this out in simple yet profound terms. And I look forward to the next show, and in the meantime, respond, if you would, with your questions, your comments. I'm looking forward to putting together a question and answer show for the next show that deals with the most asked questions and the answers that make it as simple and yet as profound as I can. So thank you again for listening. And I'm going to wrap it up with a little a summary piece that I've just prepared for the show.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the Love Model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, now, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
BBS Radio.com.